You're listening to an Anna Zal Ministries podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to our special bonus question that we do for every episode of the more in-depth studies that we do for systematic ecology. I am, of course, still joined by John to talk about a very special question. John, are you, when it comes to the spiritual gifts and miracles, are you more of a cessationist in the idea that they stopped after the apostles all died out, or some people believe a little later on, depending on where your cessationism view goes, or are you more of a continuationist where you think that they continued on, they kept going, they're still around? Where do you land?
Well, the proper, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the proper view is that it's a continuation. It's based on God's distribution, not on our, you know, we're not in control of the Spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit distributes however he sees fit, and whoever's got the gifts, hopefully they're using them and honing them, and, you know, maybe we're not privy to a lot of this stuff happening, you know, with the age that we're in, the age of information and social media and things. You know, we're usually dubious to the idea of miracles happening, and that's just kind of because we're inundated with, you know, media all the time of, you know, everything's, you know, fake or special effects, or someone's trying to scam somebody, you know, like the televangelists or whatever. But I do believe that it is happening. The Holy Spirit's the one in charge, and he distributes gifts as he sees fit. And you just hope that the people who are have been given these gifts are using them and using them how he intended. And of course, in the end times, you know, the prophets, there's going to be some supernatural stuff going on and some, you know, on the good and the bad side of things. So I think the gifts are certainly still around. And I think us Christians who are super curious about the supernatural and the paranormal, I think we are leading the charge on some of the spiritual gifts on that side of things, because we are not being blind to it. We're not going to be caught like a thief in the night. We're going to be, you know, trying to remember the way the Bible describes it, because there is a spiritual gift that says one who is able to discern spirits. Mm-hmm. And so I think the gifts are being distributed and used, and just because we're not privy to them doesn't mean that they stop existing, you know? Like, was it the, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, does it make a sound? Of course it does.
You just don't hear it.
Correct.
Yeah, I take a very similar stance. I should also say that not all cessationists think that all spiritual gifts are gone. They more think like the healing and prophecy and stuff like that. So you'll find differences in that. But for me, I'm a continuationist as well. I think that, why would God stop doing something like this? It doesn't really make logical sense to me that he would suddenly take these abilities away because we don't need them anymore. Like, especially when I talk to missionaries that I do occasionally on campus here, and they tell me about what's happening overseas. I think this is a very just Western mindset of, oh, well, the gifts are gone and God stopped them and miracles don't happen anymore. Well, when I talk to missionaries about the things that are happening over there, of people being possessed, that they've had to, you know, get exorcised that demon, or they've had to get in situations where they hid and someone was looking right at them and they didn't see them, like, and then someone in that group prophesying of something about to come and it coming into reality, like, I think it's just because we don't want them to exist at a certain point in time. And we just get so inundated by the culture we have around us that kind of neuters the effect, that kind of weakens our ability to perceive what is actually happening. And so maybe just Satan is working differently here than he is over there. That's something you could always bring up. But yeah, I'm a continuationist. I think they're still there. I think God will use them when the time calls for it. So there we stand. Anything else, John?
I was going to say, especially in American Western culture, we set ourselves up for failure with people. I'm going to bring up Santa Claus, but you know, we set our kids up for the expectation that supernatural doesn't exist by being like, oh yeah, Santa's real and he's delivering your presents and yada yada love and spirit of Christmas, and then, you know, that's a big wool over their eyes. and then, you know, with all the media and movies and the stuff, we just have an expectation that it's not real. But again, the people are still attracted to the idea of there being supernatural things. They just sometimes don't like the reality of what those supernatural things might be, because if demons and angels and God exist, that requires a response spiritually.
Very much so. So where do you all stand, listeners? Let us know on Discord, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you have us, and tell us, like, hey, I'm a cessationist. This is why I justify it. I'm a continuationist. This is why I justify it. We'd be more than happy to know. But thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. So until next time.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.